Well, it was the our last avenue that we could resort to. To be honest with you, we've had negotiations on and off for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We were getting all sorts of letters from the management, you know, as regards what sort of cuts they're looking to impose and everything else. There is a common sort of thing out there that it's only a 10% cut in wages. But for an example, there are drivers in Letterkenny doing the Letterkenny to Dublin run. If they were to bring in all these cuts, would lose over 12,000 a year in their salaries, which is an awful lot of money to expect people to lose.
It kicked in rather quickly, albeit over a long period of time. How long do you anticipate this ongoing? Because, you know, the bus airing management seem to be digging their heels in too.
Well, they have. I would say Dermot O'Leary from Dublin has said it will be indefinite up until something is sorted. We are open to negotiations to the WRC, which management are quite aware of, but they don't seem to be availing of that opportunity. The numerous meetings we've had in the WRC over the last couple of weeks, the management came in unprepared. They didn't bring the right information with them. So you'd wonder what sort of involvement they really wanted in the first instance.
There's obviously, you know, between the unions and Bus Éireann, you know, they're looking perhaps for the favour of public opinion. What do you think public opinion is as it relates to this decision to strike?
I'd say it's twofold. Obviously, a lot of people are discommoded and put out. You know, we've got a lot of passengers that rely on us day to day for hospital appointments, students, and we can appreciate that. But on the back end of this, with the cuts we'd be faced with, there will be cuts to services around the country, which in the long run is going to affect parts of the country, especially Donegal. We have no rail network up here. We're in badly need of a good bus service. But there would be cuts down the road towards this. You wouldn't have as frequent a service that we have from Donegal to Dublin or Letterkenny to Dublin. In other parts of the country, what have happened is Bus Éireann have been forced to pull out of the smaller towns. And private operators now operate those services. But what they do is, it's one bus in the morning, one bus home at night. So no one's getting served.
If the future, the viability of the company is as we're led to believe, money isn't being made today and won't be made into the future, there must be some sense of fear amongst bus drivers that you represent that, you know, perhaps there'll be nothing at the end of this at all.
Well, there is always that worry, you know, from what we've been drip-fed, I suppose, by management through the press, is that, you know, that it won't be sustainable or viable past May. Now, we haven't, as a union, we haven't been made privy to those financial reports or anything like that. But if you take the funding that we get from the government, we're actually the lowest funded public transport company in Europe. You know, companies in France, Germany, Belgium, they get more subvention. We don't get subvention here. And that is the core problem here, is that it's an underfunded public transport system with rail, with buses, with Dublin Bus. They're not funded as well as they should be funded. And that's what the initial problem is. We have a problem with, say, the free travel. It's not per se the amount of people that use it. It's just that we're not getting the same, we're not getting value for money on that.
When you talk then about, you know, the state's contribution to this, I mean, attention is going to turn to Minister Shane Ross. He has been rather quiet on this. They won't intervene. What's your feeling today as this strike kicks in as to the role of that minister?
Well, he has a job. He has a job description. He's not fulfilling that role at the moment. He hasn't been since this first came to light, before Christmas. He just seems to be sitting on it to wait. It's a wait and see sort of attitude, and I think this is just the final outcome of his policy of not doing anything.